Last summer, the world's Carolyn Beeler reported on the impending closure of one of the country's largest coal-fired power plants, the Navajo Generating Station, located near the Arizona-Utah border.
The power plant has been running since 1974 and supplies electricity to more than a million customers. But now, the operators want out.
There's cheaper energy options out there.
Paul Ostapuk is a manager at the Navajo Generating Station.
The primary driver is just the low cost of natural gas right now. It's making operation of this plant uneconomical.
After the facility announced it was closing, the president of the Navajo Nation called on President Trump to make good on his campaign promise to end the war on coal by bailing out the power plant.
I merely challenged President Trump, saying, we're the local people that you say you're going to listen to and that you're going to support the coal industry. Now is the time to make that real.
The case was seen as a test of President Trump's commitment to coal, but his administration hasn't taken any action yet, and now the issue's resurfacing. Carolyn Beeler joins me in the studio for an update. Remind us of where we left the story last summer, Carolyn.
So last June, the Navajo Generating Station reached an agreement to stay open until 2019 out of the hopes that a new buyer would emerge. But at the time, it was seen as a long shot. Coal-fired power plants are closing all around the country because they're just not the cheapest energy option anymore. But 2 weeks ago, it came out that there are two prospective buyers for this plant, and that is getting a lot of attention among people who watch the energy industry.
So why is this one plant seen as such a big deal?
Well, royalties from the plant provide a huge chunk of the operating budget for both the Navajo Nation and the Hopi tribe. But nationally, energy investors see the Navajo Generating Station as a kind of crystal ball, and they're looking for a signal of how coal is going to fare in the future. Energy analyst David Schlissel says there are two key questions.
Financial viability, whether they can make a profit. And what kind of subsidies will the federal and state governments give them?
Schlissel estimates that the plant would need at least $1 billion of subsidies to keep operating. So the question is really whether political will outweigh the economics of coal in this pretty high profile case.
I understand there are some people suing to keep the plant's main buyer from switching to another energy provider. Do you have any sense of whether any of that's going to work to keep the plant open?
It's hard to tell at this point. It's hard to tell if the buyers who are saying they're interested in buying actually are serious or if they just want to look at this plant's books. There have been some talks in Washington about the future of the plant, but nothing concrete has been proposed to save it. Today, I called a worker at the Navajo Generating Station who I met while I was out there last summer, Jerry Williams, and he is beginning to lose hope that he'll have a job past next year.
I like it to stay open, but somebody really needs to step up and say, we're here, we're going to take over. If I heard that, then I'd be convinced.
So he's really trying to roll with the punches amid all of this uncertainty, like really the whole region is.
Carolyn Beeler, the World's Livable Planet reporter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.